Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Steve, that it's springtime, but here we are, and we are ready for some Hiawatha and Jackson Heights baseball. Jared Sluppy with you from Noble Park, and what a matchup we have here this afternoon. I was going to say evening, but we are no longer playing night games of basketball. We are playing afternoon games of baseball, and it is a very windy day here at Noble Park, going out to left field at 26 miles an hour out of the south, so that is definitely something to keep an eye out on here this afternoon, as some of those ordinary pop-ups, well, might not be so ordinary. Let's go ahead and take a look at your starters. First off, for Jackson Heights, as Hiawatha is taking the field for their warm-ups. Leading off, number 27, the pitcher, Drake Mellies. Number 42, the second baseman, Titus Eisenbarth. Number 12, the third baseman, Michael Cornelison. Batting cleanup, number 9, the shortstop, Jude Williams. Batting fifth, number 5, playing right field, is Cade Holliday. Number 34, batting sixth and playing first base, is Hayden Doyle. Batting seventh and playing center field is number 11, Tegan Binkley. Batting eighth and catching is number 15, J.W. Moore. And batting ninth and playing left field is number 23, Tegan Bauhey. And as for Hiawatha, they'll start things like this. Batting leadoff and pitching is number 1, Ashton Rocky. Number 2, batting second, and actually, number 11, and playing left field is Cooper Jacobson. Batting third and playing third is number 14, Xavier Oldham. Batting fourth and playing first base, number 21, Aiden Grothwall. Number 20, batting fifth, is your catcher, Matthew Monaghan. Batting sixth and playing second base, number 12, Camden Thonin. And batting seventh is your shortstop, number 19, Micah Oldham. Batting eighth and playing in right field is number 6, Cade Pyle. And batting ninth and playing center field, number 16, Carter Peters. And that is how we are starting things off. And it will be, nobody's wearing white here this afternoon. Jackson Heights wearing their green, and Hiawatha is in their blue unis. Great pants for both teams as well. Red caps for the Red Hawks, and we are underway. Pitch number 1, as that one is up and away for a ball. And the wind blowing out of the south at 26 miles an hour, pretty unprecedented way to start things here. And according to the forecast, not going to be much of a change. There's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball that was breaking from left to right. Count 1-1. 3-15 to dead left and dead right. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt to make it 2-1. 3:40 to left and right center and 3:60 straight away. And the American flag in right field kind of blowing to our left and in a little bit. It was blowing out about 30 minutes before first pitch. 2-1 swung on, and that's going to be a base hit to left field. And Mellies with a leadoff base hit. Start things off for the Cobras. Both teams winless on the season so far. Jackson Heights 0-4. As for the Red Hawks, they are 0-2. Jackson Heights, their first season playing baseball as a school, starting off their season on the road at Kansas City Christian. Lost that first game 4-2, and then the second game 17-5. There's a breaking ball upstairs, popping out of the glove of Monaghan. There goes the runner, and Melly's going to be safe as it goes into center field. And Melly's is going to go. No, he's not going to go. He thought about it, but it was kind of bobbled in center field. But they'll go ahead and leave the runner at second. So a stolen base for Mellies. And a 1-0 count. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count 1-1 for Mellies. That was his first steal of the season. How about Mellies' batting average coming into today? 667. Nice start to the year. 4 for 6, now 5 for 7. 1-1, foul back into the backstop, make it 1 and 2. Pitcher's count coming up. Rocky surveys. At second base, not being held on. And that one is up, and it evens the count. Opening day for radio coverage of baseball across the area, but of course not for some of these kids, but it is also opening day for Major League Baseball as well. 2-2 pitch. Inside, ball three. Good job by Eisenbarth to come back after being down 0-1, rather 1-2 in the count. Get it full. Iwatha starts the season with a bunch of home games, then towards the end of their schedule, they're on the road most of the year. Now one's up the middle, but right to the shortstop, Oldham, for out number one. Now bring up Michael Cornelison, third baseman for the Cobras. First out retired of the afternoon. The Ashton Rocky stats is the second start of the year. Four and a third innings pitched already. Three earned runs allowed, 485 ERA. That one fouled straight back. 162 whip, opposing batting average of 235 with four strikeouts and three walks. The 1 pitch, swung on and missed ahead of that breaking ball. Well done. Make it 0-2. Rocky with four strikeouts on the season so far, trying to get his fifth right here. Comes set. And time called by Cornelison. Taking some extra time to look back at Melly's over at second base. Led off the game with a single to left field. There's a pitch, popped up in the air, and behind the backstop out of play, we'll keep it at 0-2. Beautiful day here in Hiawatha, other than the wind, of course. Temperatures getting close to 70, not quite. Warmest day we've had here in quite some time. That ball is roped into left field, and that is hooking foul out of play. That was up at the eye level of Cornelison. The only junior that's dressed here today, the man at the plate. Pitch from Rocky outside. That's ball one. So 1-2. A few foul balls from the Cobra third baseman. Nobody holding on Melly's at second. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Out number two. And Jude Williams, the shortstop for Jackson Knights, comes to the plate. Batting 250 on the year. 3 for 12 with four RBI, which leads the team, as well as five runs. Also leading the team in that category. First pitch. That ball, line drive, foul. Hold it. Williams, the senior, a lot of seniors on this Cobras roster playing in their first season in a Jackson Heights Cobra uniform. Still working on their uniform situation. Drake Melly is wearing 27 instead of his wanted to be number 33. That ball is behind Williams for a ball. 1-1 the count. Two gone. Top of one. No score. Melly's being held at second. Drifting over is Thonin, and that one in there for a strike outside corner. As the wind, you can kind of hear the backstop rattling because of that wind that's blowing out of the south at 26 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch. There goes Melly. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. So leadoff single produces no runs. We'll go bottom of first. We're scoreless here on 103.9 KNZA.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
So as we go to the bottom of the first, once again, your hitting order for the Redhawks who come to play for the first time. It's going to be Rocky Jacobson, Xavier Holdem, Grathwall, Monaghan, Thonin, Micah Oldham, Pyle, and Peters. And as for the Cobras, they line up like this in the field from left to right. In the infield, it'll be Cornelison, Williams, Eisenbarth, and Doyle from left to right in the infield with Millies on the mound. Moore behind the plate with Bauhey in left, Binkley in center, and Holiday in right. These two teams coming into today's matchup struggling at the plate with Jackson Heights as a team batting 165 coming into the matchup. And as for the Redhawks batting 176. Difference between these two teams on the mound, a 7.12 ERA for Jackson Heights, but just a 3.27 for Hiawatha. And they're hoping to show off their strength on the rubber. Did a good job after allowing a leadoff single of getting out of the inning with a couple of strikeouts for Ashton Rocky, the starter for the Redhawks. And as for the starter for the Cobras, Drake Mellies. We know he has a cannon, the football quarterback. Taking a look at his stats on the rubber. This is his second appearance of the season and his first start. He's pitched in two innings, doesn't have an ERA, .5 whip, and has not allowed a hit. Just one walk, no hits, no runs in his two innings he's pitched so far. So trying to replicate that success in that relief outing into his starting effort here this afternoon. So Rocky to the mound after a nice start on the rubber, trying to help his own cause. He fouls that one back into the screen for strike one. That ball scurrying away from the catcher Moore. Might see some of that today, but with all this wind. Apologize if the wind talk gets old here fast. And it certainly should be the storyline here of the day. There's that one in there on the outside corner. Breaking ball. Make it 0-2. Cloud cover starting to form over our heads. Temperatures, as mentioned, in the mid-60s. Reached for that one. Swung on and missed for strike three, out number one. That'll bring up Cooper Jacobson, the left fielder. Cooper batting .400 on the year, 2-for-5, couple singles, a ribby, couple walks, couple strikeouts, and a stolen base. Lefty stands in. First pitch. Hit in the air. Right field. Tracking his Holiday, going to his left, and can't get it. Drops. Diving for it, unable to make the play. That wind, again, playing the factor, that might have been a pretty routine fly ball, but instead should be listed as a single. It's the first hit of the afternoon for the Redhawks. That brings up Xavier Oldham, the third baseman. Looking for his first hit of the season. Making his ninth plate appearance. Decent size lead for Jacobson over at first. That one is down and in for ball one. Excuse me, for Oldham. Demelli is working from the stretch for the first time. Very open stance. And he'll take the throw over. And Jacobson dives back. 1-0 count coming up. As Oldham looks over to third base side. Red Hawks coached by Kurt Weldon. And time called by... No, it's going to be actually a balk. And Jacobson will be awarded second base. He kind of turned his shoulders a little bit, is what the umpire was saying, as Melius was wanting an explanation. Mentioned that his stance, very open, his front foot is not standing directly towards home plate. Now it is this time around, as Jacobson was awarded second, and it's a taken strike, change up. Count is 1-1. One gone here in the bottom of the first, no score. Now he's back to it. Looks back at second. With Williams covering, that one's up at the neck for a ball on a fastball. Really is awesome that Jackson Heights has a baseball team this season. Got a lot of great athletes. And especially great for these seniors. As mentioned, there's a lot of them. That one is down and gets away from Moore a little bit. And there goes Jacobson, and he is in there safe. That's going to be a pass ball. 90 feet away from the first run of the afternoon. Hit the dirt in front of Moore. Kicked off of his right ankle protector. Kick to the right. Only got about 6 feet away from him, but it's just enough for Jacobson to advance over to third. 3-1 count coming up. Swing and a miss. Pitch inside that. It was very close. I'm not saying it would have been a ball, but it was very close. It was a well-placed pitch. Greg Milley is just a freshman. Hard to believe that. Him and Holiday sharing the quarterback duties. Holiday over there right field. Sophomore. Left field. As that one's up and away, it's going to be ball four. Runners will be on the corners. Left field's going to be a tough position to be fielding today, not just for fly balls, but trying to get the ball into the infield as well. Taking a look at what Hiawatha has done so far this season. Just one series in the book so far. It was against Marysville. Lost the first game 11-6. The second game was a 1-0 Marysville win. That one misses up and away for ball one to Grathwall. And an easy steal for Xavier Oldham. There's no throw down there. The runners both in scoring position. Chance for the Red Hawks to put some runs on the board here first. Mellies comes set, fires it. Foul tip back to the backstop. Evens the count 1-1. One gone. One base hit most likely would bring both of those runs in. It's hit deep enough. Grathwall in the year batting 286, 2-for-7, pair of singles. Be an opportune time to have his first ribbies of the year. Is that one just in the strike zone in the outside corner? It was a little bit low as well, but right on the money according to the home plate umpire. 1-2 count coming up. The right-handed first baseman for the Red Hawks stands in. That ball grounded to short. Williams only plays to go to first, and he'll get it there as the runner goes to third after the run scores, and he's going to be safe at third. So Jacobson scores, and Grathwall with the RBI ground out. And it's 1-0 Red Hawks as Oldham, as mentioned, gets over to third via fielder's choice. That brings up the catcher, Matthew Monaghan, number 20 for the Red Hawks. also batting 286 on the year, 2-for-7. First pitch to him, high, and hit to center field, and I'll drop in for a base hit, RBI single. Monaghan around first, and a look, and he will stay there. Well done, as he all fired up after that base hit. Makes it 2-0 Redhawks. Just waited on that changeup. Hung it up a little bit too high, and Monaghan was all over it. Pinch runner. That's Ren Hageman, the freshman. Camden Thonin coming to the plate. Second baseman. There goes the runner. It's a little bit low, but it'll be a strike, and it was dropped by the catcher Moore. And it'll be a passed ball to get Hageman into second base. That pitch is in the dirt. Stopped by Moore. So Hageman stays at second. 2-0 Redhawks. RBI ground out by Aiden Grafwall and a RBI single from Matthew Monaghan. That one's in the dirt. This one gets past Moore to the backstop. That's going to be a wild pitch. And Hageman's into third base safely. Still just one out here in the bottom of the first. Rocky, the leadoff hitter, struck out, but since then, nobody else has been retired. Melly's come set. And that one's in there for a strike. And it was down the heart of the plate. Melly's likes the one he sees, and now delivers. Slow dribbler right back to Melly's. He'll make the easy play over to first. And that will be it. Oh, I actually messed up there. I forgot there was a ground out there. So that is out number three. We'll go to the second. 2-0. I want the lead. You're listening to baseball here on 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Through one here in Hiawatha, Noble Park, Jared Sluppy with you. Windy Thursday afternoon. 2-0 Hiawatha with the lead. Jackson Heights back to the plate. First pitch pulled foul by Cade Holliday, the right fielder. On the year, Cade, one hit out of 11 at bats, but that was a 3-run single. Played all their games so far. Here's a looper, and that's going to be caught on a line by Oldham. We're out number one. Mike Oldham, to clarify, Xavier over at third. So that'll bring up Hayden Doyle, first baseman for the Cobras. One hit out of 10 tries. That was also a ribby. As the first pitch in there, strike one looking. Ashton Rocky back at it. Gave up a leadoff single, but after that it was a line drive and then two strikeouts. That one's pulled, a weak dribbler to Williams. Oldham, throw over to first. And that one, not in time. As that ball just died in the infield grass. Good hustle by Doyle. Second base hit of the day. And that'll bring up Deacon Binkley, the center fielder. Looking for his first hit as Rocky's hat flies off his head and the ball pops out of Monaghan's glove over his head and into second base on a wild pitch. The hat traveled all the way in the outfield and stopped. I don't know if it even stopped, but right on the third base foul line. I know some people like there have to be a little bit looser on their head so they don't feel it. So some of those people are going to have a bit of a tough time here this afternoon. The 1-0 count. Binkley awaits the pitch. And here it comes from Rocky. That one's outside. Monaghan dives to his right to snatch it. Both teams looking for their first win of the season so far. Hiawatha 0-2. Jackson Heights 0-4. That one's outside, but for Jackson Heights, they're not only looking for their first win of the season, they're looking for their first win as a program as well. Lost to Kansas City Christian on the 24th, and on the 27th, they lost in doubleheader to Valley Falls, 6-4, 16-6. Their first year as a baseball team. That one is in there for a strike, low and away. They get the counts 3-1. One gone here, and that one's in there for a strike as well. Good job by Rocky to hang in there and get the count from 3-0 to 3-2. Rocky comes set. Swing and a miss. 3-0 to strikeout. Well done. Two gone. J.W. Moore, the catcher for the Cobras, comes to the plate. 0-for-3 on the season, making his sixth plate appearance. Has a couple walks, so he's gotten on base a couple times. Swing and a miss ahead of that breaking ball. Hayden Doyle reached on a one-out single, reached a second on a wild pitch. Rocky misses that one low and in. Nice dig by Monaghan to not let that one go to the backstop. Evens the count up at 1-1. .315 to both corners. .340 to both left and right center field. .360 to straight away. That one misses up and away. Ball hit routinely to left field. Might not be so routine, not just for maybe trying to make a catch, but could, maybe if it has enough height on it, get out of here as well. 2-1, again, ahead of a breaking ball, swing and a miss. That one was up in the zone. Evens count 2-2. Rocky hoping to end the inning right here. Conan drifts over. Swing and a miss. Got him striking. Struck him out swinging. It's early, folks. It's early in the season. We got time to get things going. We'll move to the bottom of the second. 2-0 Hiawatha here on 103.9 KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance. As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The order coming up for the Redhawks. It's Micah Oldham leading things off. The shortstop, then Cade Pyle, and then Carter Peters. 2-0 Hiawatha. RBI ground out from Grath Wall, and a RBI single from Matthew Monaghan makes a difference. Melly's back on the rubber, the freshman for Jackson Heights. Micah Oldham, a sophomore. First pitch. That one is low and away. Melly's, despite having nobody on, likes to go from the stretch. Mentioned that Melly's is making his second appearance. His first one was a relief appearance. That one just a little bit outside. Makes it 2-0. Hold him on the season. 1-for-2 coming into today. 2 plate appearances. Infield playing slightly in on the left side for the obvious reasons. That one pops out of the glove of Moore. That was just joining us. Those obvious reasons would be the 26-mile-an-hour wind coming from the south. 3-0 now our counts. Oldham awaits the pitch. Here it comes. That one's in there for a strike. Millie's letting a little bit off of that one to get it in there. Here one pitch misses up for ball four, so a 5-pitch walk, and Oldham is aboard. That brings up Cade Pyle, the right fielder, wearing number 6. One of the many seniors on this roster. Pyle hoping for his first hit right here with a man aboard. First pitch. And that one in there for a strike. And there goes the runner, and he is in there with a steal as Oldham. No trouble getting in there. First steal of the young season. 4-19 for Hiawatha. 0-1 count. Melly's back on the rubber. Williams drifting to cover. High in the air. First base side in foul territory. And that'll drop as Melly's wasn't able to make the play. Moore was in the facility as well, the catcher for Jackson Heights. That makes it 0-2. Three-and-a-half-step lead over there at second for Micah Oldham. Takes a step towards the bag with Williams covering. That one says low and away, maybe more away than low. It makes it 1-2. So after today mentioned Hiawatha's schedule, they play a lot of games at home on the front end. After this, tomorrow, they take on the Horton Chargers. They'll take a 15-minute drive up north here to Noble Park as that one misses for ball 2, a little bit low. After that, they make just a 20-minute drive north of here to Sabetha. It's to my northwest as I try to figure out my directions in my head. 2-2 pitch. That one's pulled down the line on an infield, on an inside pitch. It's foul. He's hit a 2-2. And that'll be on the 3rd of April, then a week after that. A couple more home games against Royal Valley, then Riverside on the 10th and the 13th, respectively. Now he's come set on a 2-2 pitch. That one's at the eyes. It's out of play. Trying to stay alive there. Nobody out. Runner on second. Oldham reached on a walk and then is able to steal second. After that Riverside game, they have a couple series on the road against Holton and Falls City. And two of their final three series are going to be back at home. Nemaha Central will be at home at Perry the Compton, and then at home against Jeff West. A little dribble back to the mound. Melly's boots it, throws over to third, and it's dropped by Cornelison as he tried to tag him, popped out of his glove, and everybody's safe. That'll be a fielder's choice that allows Pyle to reach safely. And it'll be an E1. As Melly, that sometimes can be a tough situation. Freshman on the mound trying to make that play. And there are a lot of major league pitchers that have a tough time with a slow little dribbler right back to the mound as Melly steps off the mound to take a look at first base. I think Coach Weldon was wanting a balk here. He's talking to the umpires, not getting the call, though. Carter Peters awaits his first pitch of the plate appearance. Here it comes. Up and in, ball one. Peters has a chance for not only his first hit of the season, but his first RBI as well. Both runners take their leads. Melly's comes set, and the freshman delivers. There goes the runner over to second. That one misses inside, and probably the easiest steal that Powell's going to have all season. Nobody contesting that runner. And both runners are now in scoring position, just like we did in the first inning. Still nobody out as well. The pitch, that one a touch up in the zone. It's a 3-0. And Melly is right now just trying to find the strike zone, having a tough time right now. And that one's low for ball four. Moore stops it from going in between his legs into the backstop, and the bases for the first time this afternoon are loaded. That'll bring up the top of the order for the second time today with Ashton Rocky coming to the plate. Struck out his first time looking. Excuse me, swinging. Beg your pardon. Now Coach Melvin will come to the rubber to have his first mound visit of the game. Talk things over with his freshman starter. So for Hiawatha, an opportunity right here to, wouldn't say pull away, but get a nice commanding lead early. Those just joining us, a RBI ground out from Aiden Grathwall. That scored Cooper Jacobson. And then Matthew Monaghan brought home Xavier Oldham with an RBI single. Monaghan was stranded at third. And actually, it was not Monaghan because he had a pinch runner. That was Ren Hegeman. Pronounced his name wrong earlier. Apologies for that. But that is where we stand. Bases loaded. Nobody out. For the leadoff man, Ashton Rocky, the pitcher. Rocky batting 200 on the year. One hit out of eight tries coming into today. First pitch, blooper foul, first base side. So I mentioned Hiawatha's schedule coming up next for Jackson Heights. They go to DuBois on April 4th, then a little 9-day break, and they host Blue Valley Randolph. Grounder, left side, and through the legs of Williams. One runner scores, two runners score, and it is 4-0 Redhawks. Oldham and Pyle both coming home as Peters goes over to third base. That'll be an E5 that allows two runs to score. Excuse me, E6, beg your pardon. Next up is Cooper Jacobson. The lefty had a single his first time up, his third base hit of the year. All three hits have been singles. There goes your runner to second. No throw. As the pitch is in there, taken for a strike. The Rocky easily getting over to second. Peters on third. Loud cover over Noble Park. It was sunny kind of coming into the game in about the first out or two of the first inning. His own pops out of the glove of Moore. It was a little bit high. So ideal temperatures, maybe a light jacket weather. Personally, no jacket if the sun's out. So right into the glove. Nice scoop by Mellies. He takes a look at third, and the throw is in time, but the runner still scores. A nice head start. A nice lead by Carter Peters. That's an RBI ground out for Cooper Jacobson. So Xavier Oldham comes to the plate. As Rocky advanced over to third on that ground out. First pitch, that one misses for ball one. Oldham, he walked on his first time at the plate. The third baseman is able to score on that RBI single from Monaghan. That one's in there for a strike, a breaking ball in the outside corner. Evens up the count 1-1. Leaving Mellies in the game. Mentioned this is a Jackson Heights team that has struggled on the rubber so far this year in their first season as a baseball team. 7.12 ERA. Owens hit shallow right field, diving, and he made the catch. Holiday with the athletic play as the runner will come home to score. Oldham still gets the sack fly RBI, but a nice play by Holiday out and right. It's 5-0 Hiawatha. Excuse me, 6-0, beg your pardon. They'll bring up Aiden Grathwall, had the RBI ground out, to bring on the first run of the afternoon. Bases are empty now. First pitch, high in the air. Center field, Binkley coming in to make the catch, and he will. And that will be the end of the second inning. Four more runs for the Redhawks in the bottom of the second. It's 6-0. We'll go to the third. You're listening to High School Baseball on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha is taking care of business so far. They lead 6-0 as we go to the top of the third. Jared Slovey with you from Noble Park in Hiawatha. And it will be the number 9 hitter, Tegan Bauhey, coming to the plate, playing in left field. Is Ashton Rocky back on the rubber? What a day he's had so far. 4 strikeouts, allowing just 2 hits. First pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Valhe looking for his first hit of the 2023 baseball season. And that one waited on that one and hit it foul on the first base side. Mentioned coming into this game, both teams struggling a little bit at the plate. 165 was Jackson Heights' batting average coming into the contest. As for Hiawatha, batting 176. But Hiawatha's been pitching it pretty well this season coming into today with an ERA as a team of 3.27 with just six total pitchers. But, of course, just two games. That was in there. Strike three. Got him looking on the corner on the outside. An emphatic call from our home plate umpire for out number one. That is strikeout number five for those counting at home. And that's just through the first time through the hitting order. As Drake Mellies makes his second plate appearance, had a single his first time up, led it off with a base hit to left field. Still second, it was stranded there. First pitch from Rocky, that one in there, strike one. Those just joining us. Two runs in the first inning for Hiawatha. RBI ground out from Grathwall and an RBI single from Matthew Monaghan. As here's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses outside for ball one. And as for the second inning, had two runs come home on an error on the infield. And we also had an RBI ground out by Jacobson and a sac fly in right field by Xavier Oldham, which should have been a base hit, but a fantastic diving play by Cade Holliday, the right fielder, as that one misses as well, makes it 2-1. One gone here in the top of the third. Rocky fires and the pitch inside, kind of taking a half swing at it, goes right back to the mound, throw to first, a little bit wide, but not in time for out number two. And that ball was probably just inches away from hitting his hand on the bat. That was so far inside, but took a stab at it. Mellies is retired for just the third time this season. Going into that at bat, he was 5-for-7. Is that one? This is for ball one to Titus Eisenbart, the second baseman for the Cobras, lined out to short his first time up. Here's a 1-0 pitch, and Rocky throws that one in the dirt, stopped by Monaghan. So excited to be covering baseball across the Northeast Kansas area this season. Our first coverage of the year of many. Be sure to go to our website, msesports.net, for our broadcast schedules. That one fouled back to the screen. Makes it 2-1. Got multiple broadcasts here from Noble Park coming up this season. A pitch a little bit low. Makes it 3-1. Looking for our first 1-2-3 inning of our ball game. And one strikeout in the second inning where he went from a 3-0 count to striking out swinging. Try to do something similar with it being 3-1 right now. That one misses up high, so that'll be the first walk of the game for Rocky. So Eisenbarth is aboard with two gone. That brings up Michael Cornelison, struck out swinging his first time up. Here's our schedule for you for this season, our broadcast schedule. Our next game on Monday will be Troy softball taking on ACCHS for 31st pitch there. And then next Thursday, Horton at Valley Falls baseball, 4 o'clock first pitch. Next time we're doing Hiawatha will be on the 24th, pickoff move back to first, not in time. Hiawatha will be welcoming Omaha Central. MSCSports.net. That one in there for a strike. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Oh, throw was in time, but the tag was not applied as the shortstop Micah Oldham had the ball pop out of his glove, so that would be a steal. And Eisenbarth in safely at second for the second time, excuse me, for the third time today. They have someone in scoring position. And time called by Cornelison. Eisenbarth doing a little dance for us over there at second base on the base paths. Trying to throw Rocky off a little bit. Ahead of that nice breaking ball, swing and a miss. And 2 count coming up. That one's just a tad high, making it 1-2. Cornelison second on the team in base hits with 3. He's one of just 2 players with multiple base hits on the year, the other being Drake Mellies. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging, another strikeout. That is 6 on the game for Ashton Rocky. 2 in every single inning. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Hiawatha looking to add some more runs to their already 6-0 lead here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, caring beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Nothing. Red Hawks lead hosting Jackson Heights. Jarrett Slovey back with you. And 2 more strikeouts for Ashton Rocky. He has 6 through 3 innings. What a performance from the right-hander. Matthew Monaghan back at the plate at that RBI single. The first inning, here's a chopper to third base, fielded cleanly by Cornelison, throw to first, and that is going to be just in time, beat it by a half step. Good hustle by Matthew Monaghan, but unable to beat the throw for round number 1. Opening broadcast of the year, also opening day for Major League Baseball. Kansas City Royals, coverage of them over on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. Swing and a miss, strike 1 for Camden Thonin. Grounded out, back to the mound his first time up. Royals trying to be a little bit better than they were last year, new manager. This one hit back to the second baseman, Eisenbarth, feeling it cleanly. Comes off, throw it first, is in time for round number 2. So Melly's after a rough first couple innings. Has a nice start to this third inning. Of the 6 runs, looks like if my calculations are correct, 4 of them have been earned with an error that brought home 2 runs. So Micah Oldham to the plate for the second time, walked his first time up and came across home plate as that one's fouled down the first base side. Still second, reached to third on an error from Mellies. That was a ball that was hit by Kate Pyle right back to the mound and decided to throw over to third, so despite not being a force out, as once again, Mellies' hat comes flying off. No, actually, no, it was Rocky the first time that his hat came flying off, so both the pitchers having a tough time keeping their hats on. And these are not those adjustable hats of old where you can adjust to make your hat a little bit tighter. You can't do that anymore. I guess those have been out of style for a while, though. 1-2 pitch coming up to Oldham. That one just a tad outside. Kind of made it a little bit of an insult to those. They call those dad hats now. Kind of an interesting name for them. It has that adjustable thing on the back. It's called a dad hat. And has a little curve on the front of it. This ball is belted to left field. Hit well. Backing up is Bauhey. It's over his head and off the wall. Rounding first, heading for second, and Oldham has a stand-up double, our first extra base hit of the game. And again, on a ball that might have been maybe not a routine fly out to left field, but certainly could have been a fly out if there was enough room back there for Bauhey. I'll put a runner in scoring position with two outs for Cade Pyle at the plate for his second time today. Mentioned fielder's choice his first time up. From the stretch, first pitch, swinging and a miss. Ahead of that breaking ball from Mellies. You mentioned Jackson Heights jerseys. Gold coming in. That one misses outside. Mellies normally wearing number 33. They're wearing 27. Brand new team, so has some of those kinks they have to work out. That one misses just a tad low and away. 2-1 count coming up for Pyle. Normally someone would be wearing white, but we don't have that here today. Hiawatha with their blue jerseys, red caps. Jackson Heights with their green on green. Both teams wearing gray pants. That ball pushed to the second baseman, Eisenbarth. Easy play over to first, and that will end the inning. One left on base. First scoreless inning for Mellies. It's 6-0 Hiawatha. We'll go to the fourth in a bit here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Rocky back on the rubber for the Redhawks as Hiawatha leads Jackson Heights 6-0. 6 strikeouts in 3 innings for the right-handed starter for Hiawatha. What a day he's having so far. He'll take on the middle of the order here with cleanup hitter Jude Williams coming to the plate, the shortstop. Struck out his first time at the plate. First pitch, and our fourth inning is underway. Is that one? This is low and away. By the way, I failed to get that last stat about multi-hitters for Jackson Heights. So Jude Williams, Michael Cornelison, both have 3 hits apiece so far in the season. Has that one in there for a strike, low and away. And Eisenbarth also has 2, and Drake Mellies leads the team with 4. So I wanted to clear that up, as Williams is one of those players with multiple hits on the season. 1-1 pitch. That was inside, and got a piece of it on the grip. And that will make it 1-2. Now Rocky has been throwing a lot of strikes, but Cobras have been swinging at some balls as well. Some pitches up at head level and inside. They've been swinging at those and been helping out Rocky, certainly. 1-2 pitch. Misses up. Makes it 2-2. Some of these pitches that might be fastballs have a little bit of movement on them because, again, because of the wind. Moving from right to left from our view behind home plate. 2-2 pitch, that's outside the 3-2. So you have a good slider that breaks from right to left that'll really be emphasized with that wind. Hold to the third baseman. Throw over to first, and that's dropped. Grathwall couldn't handle it. It was a good play by Xavier Oldham. And runner aboard. Hard to tell if that was a E3 or a hit. Have to wait for our official score to give us if that was a hit or an error. We're back over to first. That one not in time. Hit Holiday back at the plate. Went out to short his first time up. Rocky comes set. Check swing. Did not go, it was outside, and that's a ball. One-oh to Holiday, hit up the middle, past Rocky to Thonin, throw to first, and just got him. Oh, no, it didn't. That was very close. They're going to say he's safe, so an infield single. And Williams advancing over to second as well. So a good opportunity here for the Cobras to get their first run of the afternoon. That brings up Hayden Doyle, the first baseman. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Blew it right by him. Doyle got a single his first time up. Reached a second on a wild pitch. First time today that the Cobras have had multiple runners aboard. Swing and a miss. And that was, again, a little bit up in the zone, but a little bit outside as well. Makes it 0-2. Doyle being really aggressive here. That one was in the strike zone, but fouled back to the backstop. Just got a piece of it. Sometimes when you're behind by 6 runs, there's that need to be extra aggressive, especially when you have an opportunity like this that you haven't had all day. I honestly think that's probably the smart play for the Cobras, to be aggressive here at the plate. That one is inside. And it's not like Jackson Heights has been hesitant with their bats on their shoulders all afternoon long either. They've been swinging a lot, but Rocky's been able to get a lot of pitches by him. That one misses outside. Of the 6 strikeouts that Rocky does have, 5 of them are swinging. Only 1 is looking. 2-2 pitch coming up. Nobody out, 2 men on. The pitch, as his hat flies off, dribbler down the third baseline, foul, touched up by Xavier Oldham. Aggressive at the plate, but don't be too aggressive on the base paths and get too greedy here. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him up in the zone. It's like his first pitch in that at-bat. And Doyle retired on strikes. 7th strikeout for Ashton Rocky. What a performance. 2nd game of the season. In his first game, pitched 4 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. As a bunt attempt is unsuccessful, goes past the bat of Tegan Binkley, the center fielder for the Cobras, who struck out his first time up. And that outing is good enough for a 4.85 ERA, 1.62 whip, and he has certainly gotten that down since then with today's performance. That one's a swing and a miss for strike 2. 0-2, 1 gone here, top of 4, 6-0 Hiawatha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agriculture...
The pitch. Now on swing and a miss. Out of the glove of Monaghan, and he's not going to be able to make a throw over to first. So he'll reach safely despite the strikeout. And we have bases loaded. As Williams advances over to third, Holiday to second, and Binkley reaches on the strikeout, which will go down as his eighth. So that will bring up J.W. Moore, who struck out his first time at the plate. Well, they're going to say that he is out. So two outs here as that ball is fouled down the third base line. So they're going to say that Binkley is not going to be awarded first base to clarify there. Their count is 0-1. Fortunate break for the Redhawks, but Williams and Holiday both did get second and third. As that one forces Monaghan to go to his right. And that will make it 1-1 with two gone. Still 6-0 Hiawatha. Jackson Heights trying to take advantage of this opportunity that's been dealt to them. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Another nice stop by Monaghan going to his right. J.W. Moore, the catcher again, the batter for the Cobras. Rocky sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Breaking ball. A little bit ahead of that one as well. He's been able to really slow that thing down. He's fooled a lot of Jackson Knight's Cobras with that breaking ball. 2-2 pitch. In the air. Foul territory, right side. And that's going to be caught into the basket of Grasswall as he hits a portion of the bench over there. And it looks like he's all right. And that's going to end the inning. So no runs out of that opportunity for the Cobras. It's still 6-0. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth here. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KN.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Melly still on the mound for the Cobras. 6-0 Hiawatha leading Jackson Heights here from Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. Jared Sluppy with you. Logan back in the booth, our producer, keeping us on the airwaves. Melly's the freshman, giving up 4 runs, 6 total, had a error that brought home 2 runs.
A check of the 103.9, eh?
Story of the day, though, has been Ashton Rocky's fantastic pitching performance. He has 8 strikeouts, 2 in every single inning. And he was able to get out of a jam with runners on second and third with nobody out. So at the plate is Carter Peters. It's that first pitch, up 4-1. Peters, the last time up, walked and came home to score. third inning was the first inning that Hiawatha was unable to bring home a runner. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count 1-1. And for Mellies and the Cobras, that's exactly what they were hoping for, to kind of get him into a rhythm. Taking a little bit of, maybe too little too late in terms of him getting his flow going, as that one's hit in the air. Shallow left field. And that's going to be caught by Valhey for out number one. Well, it's supposed to be shallow left field, but the wind really ended up making it in deep left field. Pretty insane. Again, this wind, 26 miles an hour out of the south. It's maybe calmed down a touch, maybe, but still, we have a wind advisory that's in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. The one gone after the F7. Now bring up the top of the order for the third time today with Ash and Rocky back at the plate. Grounds this one right away to Williams, the shortstop. Throw to first will be not in time. Infield hits. He beats it out. That's his first hit of the day. He reached safely in the second inning on that error that brought home two runs. And he came home to score himself. And that will bring up Cooper Jacobson for the third time. Had a single in the first inning, came home to score, and then had a RBI ground out in the second inning. And there goes Rocky as the pitch is up in the zone for a ball, and the throw is not even close. And Rocky with his second steal of the game. Red Hawks trying to extend their lead. The left-handed left fielder awaits the pitch, and that's a pitch that's inside, and it's through the legs of Moore, the catcher. And that's going to be a pass ball that allows Rocky to get over to third. And that's really tough for Mellies, pitcher for Jackson Heights. He's trying to throw some strikes, and the ball gets by on a pitch that wasn't that far off, as this is a ball hit to left field, and that is going to be dropped by Valhey. The left fielder, again, just a really tough play out there in left. I think that is probably going to be, probably should maybe be recorded as a hit. He had to come in a ways to get that one. He tried to basket catch it, and he miscalculated where his glove needed to be. So that will score Rocky from third in an RBI single for Cooper Jacobson. That makes it 7-0. So one gone, and Xavier Oldham, the third baseman, to the plate for the third time. And a little number right in between the between the pitcher and the catcher, and that's going to be in time, just barely. Nice throw from Mellies. As Jacobson advances over to third. Should clarify, Jacobson got to second on that last hit. So Grasswall back to the plate. He had an RBI ground out his first time up. There's a blooper towards center field, and that's going to be caught. Nice play by Eisenbarth. And shallow center field to make that play, and that will retire the side with one run coming across to make it 7-0 Hiawatha. We'll go to the top of the fifth in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you. At Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
7-0 Hiawatha. And the Red Hawks are making a pitching change as Rockies' day is done. And it's going to be Aiden Grathwall on the rubber. And what a day from Rocky. We'll have his stats tallied up here in just a minute. As over there at first base now is going to be Memphis Hiawatha. Making his first appearance today. So again, it was 8 strikeouts for Ashton Rocky in 4 innings. As he gives up just 3 hits and 1 walk. And of course, no runs. What an outing for Rocky, and his stats will be vastly improved. Looking at Aiden Grathwall's stats here, as the first pitch misses low and in to Teagan Bauhey. The left fielder has been pretty busy today. He had a strikeout looking back in the 3rd inning. Grathwall's pitched in only a 1/3 of an inning this year. And in that outing, he gave up 3 earned runs and 6 runs total, 2 hits. Here's a bunt in front of the rubber, and the throw is going to be in time for out number 1. Well done by Grathwall to sniff that one out. He also had a strikeout in that outing as he's trying to get that ERA down a little bit, as Melly's back to the plate for the 3rd time today. He is 1-for-2 with a leadoff single. Started off our game with a base hit, stole 2nd. And was stranded there after a line-out and 2 strikeouts. First pitch, swing and a miss. That was up and in the zone. Mitchell Mellies has been only retired 3 times this year. He's 5-for-8 on the young season. 0-1 pitch, inside and low for ball 2. Reminder that once again we'll be back here with another Red Hawks baseball game. That one swung on and maybe tipped, but make it 2-2. Our next broadcast, with Hiawatha will be when the Nemaha Central Thunder come rolling in here. That'll be on April 24th. That one is hit to the shortstop Oldham. Throw to first. And that is in time. Throw was a little bit high, but nothing that Hiawatha couldn't handle. Memphis Hiawatha, the senior, checking in and playing first now. That'll bring up Titus Eisenbarth. 0-for-1, line out and a walk with a steal. Second baseman for the Cobras with 2 gone. Base is empty. First pitch, a little bit inside for ball 1. Eisenbarth moves out of the way. 5, 6, 7 hitters coming up for the Red Hawks. It's Matthew Monaghan, Camden Thonin, and Micah Oldham on the other side of the 5th inning here. 7-0 Red Hawks. Is that one missing for ball 2? Four runs, 2nd inning for Hiawatha. And Gobers have had a couple opportunities here today. That one's going to be hit in right field. 4 base hits in front of Pyle. They've had a base hit in every single inning, except for the 3rd. They did have a man reach with a walk. But in the 4th inning, Cobras had a man on 1st and 2nd with nobody out, and they had a Man on second and third with one out, and they were unable to get anybody across on plate. Over to first, not in time, as Wawasik applies the tag. So Grathwall comes set, fires, swing and a miss. Strike one for Cornelison. 0 for 2 on his day, 2 swinging strikeouts. Got some help from our scoreboard operator on some substitutions here. This ball's hit towards left field. Backing up is Jacobson. That's over his head for an extra base hit. Rounding third and heading for home. And going to be in there is Eisenbarth. And the Cobras are on the board. An RBI double from Michael Cornelison. All right, so I'll get you caught up here on these substitutions. So Stevens is now at second base for the Red Hawks, for Thonin. As mentioned, Wawasik Wawasik is over at first, I believe. Teal is in for Pyle over in right field. That one misses inside, and did that hit Williams? They're going to say no. Is Peyton Teal, the junior, in the ball game at right field? That ball is pulled foul down the third baseline, and foul would make it 1-1 with two gone here. Top of 5, 7-1, Hiawatha with the lead here in Noble Park. Went from a sunny afternoon at first pitch to a partly cloudy in the middle. And now it's full-on cloudy now. Temperature's starting to go down a little bit. Still light jacket weather, though. That one misses up and in. Makes it 2-1. That wind, thankfully, coming out of the south instead of the north, so not a terribly cold wind. Does make it just a little bit chillier, though, stepping off the back of the mound. Nobody there, though. Covering Cornelison, who had that RBI double to get Jackson Heights on the board. The pitch. Looper in the infield. And Stevens has got it. And that will do it here in the top of the fifth. 7-1. Jackson Heights with their first run of the game will go to the bottom of the fifth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Off the leading Jackson Heights at home 7-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Monaghan, Thonin, and Oldham. Micah Oldham coming to the plate for the Red Hawks. Drake Melly still the pitcher for Jackson Heights. Gave up an RBI single to Cooper Jacobson last inning. Been a nice day at the plate for Hiawatha. The Red Hawks team that's 0-2 on the season. Their highest run total of the year after losing their first game 11-6, and then the second game 1-0 against Marysville as the first pitch misses to Monaghan. And after today, they play again tomorrow right back here as they welcome the Horton Chargers from just 15 miles south of here. Swing and a fly ball left field, backing up Bauhey, and then it will be caught. As Binkley came over to possibly make that play as well, but good communication from the two outfielders on the left side. That'll be out number one. So thrown in back to the plate. He is 0 for 2. A couple ground outs. A correction. This will be Tyler Stevens at the plate. Pinch hitting. Right-handed junior. As he took over last half inning at second base. So one gone here, bottom of five, 7-1 Hiawatha. Mellies, the freshman right-handed pitcher. That one foul tipped into the mitt of J.W. Moore for strike one. Had a couple situations where the wind has really affected some fly balls as that one misses down low, but hasn't affected the game too terribly much. A couple of deep doubles over both teams' left fielders' heads. And we had one fly ball in right field that came further and further and further in as that one's in for a strike. But other than that, hasn't really been affected. Maybe more on the little small things as some of those pitches maybe moving a little bit more from right to left because of the wind. As that one in on the hands, hit to the shortstop. Williams throw to first in time for out number two. And Stevens is retired. So that brings up Memphis Wawasik. What a name that is. I love that. And we'll be in for Oldham here. Oldham went 1-for-1 with a double and a walk. First pitch in there, strike one. Wawasik, very intimidating as trying to pitch to this kid. A one pitch, hit to left center field, has a chance to get down, and it does. And Binkley will hold Wawasik to a single, but well done by the senior. Throws left and bats right. Exact opposite of yours truly, but who cares? Another pinch hitter, Peyton Teal, coming in for Pyle. Pyle 0 for 2, but he did get a run across. Rather, he crossed home plate himself. He got a steal as well. First pitch. That one misses. Moore thought it was a strike, holding that glove for a little bit longer. Wawasik over at first. 1-0 pitch. It's heel. That ball pulled to left field. In for a base hit. In front of Bauhey. And how about a couple of pinch hit base hits for the Redhawks? Love to see that. As Carter Peters, the number 9 hitter. Center fielder staying in the game. He is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth with Hiawatha leading Jackson Heights 7-1. Those just joining us, the Cobras, their first year as a baseball program. Someone misses outside. They're 0-4 on the season, swept by Kansas City Christian in their first series on the 24th, and then losing in a series against Valley Falls on the 27th. That's for Hiawatha, also trying to get into the win column for the first time this season. They're 0-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch outside. And 1-1 to Peters. They lost 11-6 in their opening matchup of the season, then lost 1-0 in their second matchup. As that one went 8 innings as well. It was right here at Noble Park. Blooper foul behind home plate to make it 1-2. Their first road series won't be until April 3rd. That'll be their fifth series of the season, so getting to play within their friendly confines here in Hiawatha, Kansas for a little bit before going on the road. And when they go on the road, it's only going to be about 20 minutes away from here. Or 15 if you have a left foot. And 1-2 pitch just outside to 2-2. And the furthest they'll have to travel this season is to Perry LeCompton. That one's fouled straight back. Road trips include Holton, Falls City, and Perry. And as mentioned, Sabetha. And that's it. As for Jackson Heights, they go to Baldwin on the 4th. And they host Blue Valley Randolph. And I kind of stopped earlier. And I'll have to wait as that one's pulled foul down the line. Just foul by about 10 feet or so. But after that home matchup against Blue Valley Randolph on the 13th, they go to Topeka Seaman on the 17th. And then they have to wait another 10 days to take on Onega on the 27th. And then they have four series in May compared to Hiawatha's just one series in May. There's a 2-2 pitch coming up to Peters. Breaking ball in there, strike three. That retires the side. We'll go to the sixth. Coming up in 60 seconds, 7-1 Hiawatha leads it here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We've played 5 innings. We go to the 6th as Hiawatha with a nice dominant performance. They lead 7-1 over Jackson Heights. Kate Holliday comes to the plate, the 5 hitter for the Cobras. 1-for-2 on the day, had a single in the 4th inning and was left there. There's a ground ball first play over to Xavier Holdem, to Oldham. And they're going to say that they got the out as Wasik was pulled off the bag just a little bit, but he's able to stay on the bag long enough to get the out. Good throw there from Xavier. That is out number one. That brings up Hayden Doyle. First baseman is also 1-for-2. Single in the second inning is the first pitch in there for a strike, but out of the glove of Monaghan. Mentioned that Jackson Heights has 4 series in May, including 3 in the span of 4 days. They play against Horton on the road on May 1st. There's a swing and a miss for strike 2. On the 2nd, they go to Jefferson County North, and then on the 4th, they go to Blue Valley Randolph. So all those are on the road as well, and they finish up their season on May 9th at Heritage Christian. They're really going all over the place. Hit in the air, out of play. On top of the Hiawatha dugout. Jackson Heights is not going to play at home hardly at all. In fact, only 2 series they play at home. That's on April 13th against Blue Valley Randolph and on the 27th against Onega. That one misses outside. Mainly because they're trying to establish themselves as a baseball program and trying to figure out who they need to be scheduling. It's scheduling right out of the gate like this, very tough to do. Swing and a miss props to the athletic department, everyone that was able to get this going, as that's a strikeout from Rathwall for out number one. But major props to everyone at Jackson Heights High School to get a baseball team put together, because that is not easy. And they are battling out there here today. First pitch, blooper, shallow right field. This might do it right here, and it will be caught. And that will be a quick 1-2-3, top of the sixth. So we'll go back to the bottom of the sixth in 60 seconds. 7-1 Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Hiawatha hoping to continue to pour on the runs as we go to the top of the order for the fourth time today, as Ashton Rocky is 1-for-3 on his day. He has scored twice. He has a single and two steals on his day. And how about his pitching performance as well? He pitched for 4 innings, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, and no earned runs. And he is in line to get a victory as well, as that one's grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball right on top of third base, as the throw is not going to be in time, as that is his second hit and his second infield base hit as well. He has some wheels, just an overall athletic kid. And that will bring up Cooper Jacobson, who is 2-for-3 on his day. RBI ground out, an RBI single, and then just a regular old single, as well as a run to boot. We're back over to first, good pickoff move, and Roki would have been caught if that throw was a little bit more firm by Melly's over to first. As soon as he made his move, Rocky made his move towards second base instead of first, but he still was able to get back in time. There goes Rocky, and the pitch is going to be high, throw not in time, and his second, make that third, stolen base of the day. Ashton Rocky, just an unbelievable athlete. And time is called by J.W. Moore, the catcher for the Cobras, to discuss some things here about maybe a pickoff move or something of the likes. Give him a couple words of confidence as well, as Jacobson awaits the 1-0 pitch. And after parting ways, they reconvene. Now they will part ways once again. Nobody holding on Rocky over at second. Looks like we're ready to go. First pitch, that is going to, I don't know if that hit Jacobson or not. Looks like it did not. He's able to duck and fall to the seat of his pants to get out of the way. And Rocky is able to get over to third on a wild pitch. Jacobson really wanting that third hit of the day. If he were to get it, it would be his third ribby of the day as well. Swing and a miss on the pitch, just a little bit to the left of his bat. And the left-handed left fielder will step back in. Count is 2-1. Count still in his favor. Swing and a miss. I think his bat went a little bit over that one, as it was a fastball down the heart of the plate. Even count, 2-2. Rocky over at third. Again, the Redhawks trying to extend their already 7-1 lead. Now misses a tad low, and that makes the count full. Xavier Oldham on deck. For Hiawatha, 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. Good patience. And the junior is awarded first base. Runners on the corners with nobody out. Odds are pretty good that Hiawatha will extend their lead here in this inning. Melly's come set. There goes the runner. That one misses up. No throw. And it will have, that will allow both runners to be in scoring position. First steal of the day for Jacobson. And his second on the season. Hit in the air pretty well towards center field, but playable. That will be caught by Binkley. And that will be another sack fly. He had one in the second inning, has one here. And that is his second ribby of the day. And it's 8-1, Hiawatha. Jacobson also advancing over to third as well. Now bring up Aiden Grathwall. RBI ground out in the first inning. He is on the rubber. I guess I should say he is pitching for Hiawatha because Drake Millies is currently on the rubbers. That one misses low and in. Doing a pretty good job so far. He gave up a couple of hits back-to-back, including an RBI double, but other than that, no other hits, and has a strikeout as well. That one, did that hit Grathwall? Took my eye off the ball there for a second. It's 1-1, Grathwall at the plate. Nobody out. To clarify, that did not hit Grathwall. And that one's foul tipped over our heads, making it 1-2. Hiawatha well in position to win their first game of the young 2023 baseball season. After their state appearance in Legion baseball, got all the way to the semifinals before losing to a very good Kansas Senators team. That one misses a little bit low. This is a Hiawatha team last year that had a winning season. They went 11-10. They were upended early in the postseason tournament, though. 2-2 pitch. That was in there, strike three. Through the legs of Moore. Here comes the runner, and he's going to score. And on top of that, Grathwall is going to get first base. That'll be a pass ball and a strikeout for Drake Millies. That's his third of the day. As Cooper Jacobson comes across home plate, and it makes it 9-1. So Matthew Monaghan to the plate for the fourth time today. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the first inning. Back over to first, not in time. Melly's got a really appreciate his toughness for staying on the mound and keeping his head high. It's been a rough outing for him, but he's been fighting out there. There goes the runners. The pitch is low. Throw down to second. It is not going to be in time. It'll be a steal. Monaghan awaits the 1-0 pitch. That one's up in the zone. Ren Hegeman is the pinch runner, failed to mention. So Hegeman with the steal there. 2-0 pitch is outside for ball three. 3-0, one gone. 9-1 Hiawatha, a couple runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning here in Noble Park. baseball rocky field. 3-0 pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. Hitters count. It was a little bit inside. Must have seen something like there. For Weldon, the head coach over at third base, approving, saying that's fine. If you see something you like, don't be afraid to swing away. Nice, comfortable 8-run lead as well. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count is now full. One gone here. Bottom of six. Monaghan awaits the pitch. Here it comes from Mellies. That ball is hit towards left field pretty well. Backing up is Bauhey, and that is into the gap. Off the wall. Rounding third, heading for home is Hegeman, and he scores. And it's another RBI base hit for Matthew Monaghan. What a day for the senior catcher. Now has three ribbies on the year. That is his first extra base hit of the season. And time is called as we're going to switch pitchers here as it will be Doyle coming on the mound. And heading over to first base will be Jude Williams. And we'll see who's over there at short, because Williams is moving from short to first. So it's now 10-1 after that RBI double from Matthew Monaghan. Also a sac fly to center field by Xavier Oldham as well. As Tyler Stevens will come back to the plate, the pinch hitter. How about the other pinch hitters as well? Memphis Wawasik had a single. And Peyton Teal, the junior, had a single as well. It's been a very successful hitting day after a couple of rough ones to start the season. They got 6 runs against Marysville, but were shut out by Marysville in the second game of that doubleheader. But here, a nice offensive explosion to help get their stats up a little bit to make their statistics look a little bit more presentable moving forward as they wait for, they'll obviously play another game after this one. We'll only be broadcasting this one, but they have another game in the doubleheader after this one, and then they welcome the Horton Chargers again tomorrow. So we're just getting right into the thick of things here in the spring baseball season. Reminder that our next Hiawatha baseball broadcast will be on April 24th as the Redhawks welcome the Nemaha Central Thunder. You can find our spring schedule, our spring broadcast schedule up now on our website, mscsports.net. And our next broadcast will be our first softball broadcast of the year as Troy will be welcoming in ACCHS. 4:30 first pitch again on Monday. Then after that, we'll have Horton at Valley Falls Baseball at 4 o'clock on Thursday, April 6th. And then Perry Lecompton at Holton Softball on Monday, April the 10th. So giving you a little bit of a look ahead to what we're doing. And again, you can find our schedule at mscsports.net. As we look forward to all of the spring sports covering baseball, softball, track and field, golf. We have some swimming as well. I mean, everything that we're covering. Looking forward to it as we're just getting spring started. And it started to feel like spring a little bit today. At first pitch, it was sunny. As it was in the mid-60s, now the temperature's dropped a little bit with some cloud cover and those high winds persisting out of the south. They've gone down maybe a tad, maybe in the low 20s, but still 20-plus mile-an-hour winds here at Noble Park at Paul Rocky Field. So Stevens is going to be your batter. As it's going to be Mellies over there at short to clarify. So Williams goes from short to first base. Doyle goes from base. From first base onto the mound. And Mellies goes from on the mound to short. First pitch to Stevens is a little bit low for ball one. Stevens, a junior. The right-hander awaits the pitch. And that one is going to be up and away for a ball. as Melly's day is done after 5 1/3 innings. That ball is roped up the middle, pass to diving Melly's, and into center field for a base hit, rounding third and heading home, and scoring is another Red Hawk. As a pinch runner out there was Lucas Lancaster, the freshman. And that will be your ball game with it being 11-1. That will do it. Let's go ahead and tally up the stats, and we'll come back here with some postseason coverage. Hiawatha wins it 11-1 here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Score 11-1. Hiawatha wins it. They get their first win of the season. They improve to 1-2. As for Jackson Heights, they fall to 0-5. Jarrett Slubby back with you, wrapping things up here from Noble Park in Hiawatha. Looking at our unofficial stats from here this afternoon, Ashton Rocky going 2-for-4 with 3 runs on his day, including 3 steals. Cooper Jacobson, he goes 2-for-4 with a pair of ribbies and a couple of runs, as well as a stolen base. Xavier Oldham goes 0-for-1 with 2 ribbies on a couple of sack flies, as well as a run and a stolen base. Aiden Grathwall, he was 0-for-4, but he did have a run and an RBI groundout. Matthew Monaghan was 2-for-4 with 2 RBI base hits, including a double and a single. And as for Camden Thonin, he was 0-for-2. Tyler Stevens was 1-for-2 with an RBI walk-off single. Micah Oldham was 1-for-1 with a double and a run, as well as a stolen base. He also got on a walk. And how about Memphis Wasik? He was 1-for-1 with a single as well. Cade Pyle was 1-for-2 with a single. Cade Pyle was 0-for-2 with a run and a stolen base. And Peyton Teal was 1-for-1 on his day. And Carter Peters, he was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Ashton Rocky gets the victory. He goes 4 innings with 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, and no earned runs. And as for Aiden Grathwall, he comes in relief and takes care of business as well in the final 2 innings as he gave up here. Let's see, he wasn't able to tally up quite fast enough during the break, but in his 2 innings, he gave up 2 hits. He had 1 strikeout and no walk. So pretty good stats coming up from the pitching staff once again from Hiawatha, as they have been off to a pretty darn good start this season. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Logan back in the booth. I'm Jared Sluppy, and we are just getting this baseball season started. Hiawatha wins it 11-1, and you've been listening to High School Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.